All right.
It'd
all right.
separate them, wouldn't it?
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road? You know, they use it so the water will collect and run off. What do you call it?
A drain.
Just a drain?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a worthless dog? A dog just good for nothing.
Yeah. He'd just be worthless, wouldn't he?
He'd just be a worthless dog. Let me ask you if you recognize, do you have a name for it? What would you call it?
I couldn't name that.
All right, let me ask you something. Have you ever heard of something they like a cur?
Used to call them now sheepdogs.
Yeah.
Now, what would you call a sheepdog that couldn't hurt a sheep?
Kill sheep. They used to be bad and nice about your age.
Oh, well, I'll have my grandpa hunt him up and kill him.
Is that right?
Yeah,
my grandpa. Now, don't get me wrong.
But he just felt like they had to be killed, didn't he?
I've killed them where there's killing sheep.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. Yeah. I didn't know that. All right, let's go on to the next one. That's all right. What do you fed horses before, haven't you?
Horses.
You know, when you go out and feed them?
Yeah.
What kind of sound do they make when they want to be fed?
Oh, they'll knicker.
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 Right. Both of you getting these here.
Yeah, they'll call for you.
Yeah.
I've had them to call me a many a time.
What do you call the bone from that piece of chicken on the breast of a chicken that kids like to, you eat the meat off of and they like to pull apart?
Play bone.
Wait.
Pulley bone.
What do you call it now?
A wishy bone.
A wishy bone?
Yeah.
Well, I think both of those are right. what do you call it when, for instance, suppose you go out in a field and you planted a crop of hay or of clover or something like that, and you harvest that crop, and say it rains a couple of days after that, and then suddenly you find another crop growing up where you harvested that first one?
Volunteer.
Yeah. All right, what do you call bread made in loaves that's made of white flour?
Loaf bread.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call it, too? What do you call bread made of cornmeal?
Cornbread, yeah.
You ever heard of any other names for it?
Pone.
All right.
Corn pone. That's the old name.
All right.
Crackling bread.
Oh, crackling bread. What's crackling bread?
All right. Crackling bread is, you take
what is it?
Crackling got a lot.
All right, crackling bread.
Oh, shortening bread, boy.
That's good.
I've been eating some out here lately. It's good. You take that down sweet milk, boy, and it's hard to beat.
Is that right?
Yeah, because I believe too much.
I never had any of that.
Yeah, I've got some crackling, didn't I?
I have too, don't you?
Well, now then, what do you call cornbread way back in the old times when they used to make it and put it in the ashes?
Ash cake.
Ash cake?
Yeah.
What do you call soft, mushy cornbread that you have to serve up with a spoon?
Yeah, mush.
Mush.
That's good eating, too, with sweet milk.
That's good, too.
Y'all are getting
on. You ever eat in here?
No, I didn't. Now, you know something?
Boy, it's good.
I've had cornbread before, and I knew it was called corn pone.
Mush is it. You get your water to boiling, you know, and just put your meal in there and stir it, and it'll just cook in a minute.
Is that right?
To make mush, yeah.
And you keep it stirring until you get as thick as you want, and then you take it away. It's done.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I take a notion once in a while. I want me about a bowl full of it for supper.
You know, that's one nice thing. What?
Is that thing a catching everything I'm saying?
All right, you want to hear it?
No, I don't want to hear it.
Yes, it's catching everything that you're saying. And don't worry about it. You can say anything you want to because this is going to be used for, for us to remember the words that you all use. So if you think of any words that I might not know about something, you know, bring them up, say them, because that's what I want. I want the words that you know.
The older words.
That's right.
Yeah.